jesus.org. Your questions, real answers.
Today's question:
who did the disciples believe Jesus was? Answered by Dr. Doug Bookman.
After 2.5 years and Israel absolutely rejected Jesus' claims, Jesus began to move toward the cross in that last year, I like to call private preparation. You see it in on your chart there. Because during that last year, Jesus all of a sudden changes his tactics remarkably. And rather than going to where the Jews are, he's in non-Jewish territory. He's in Syrophoenicia, he's in Decapolis, and we're saying, what's he doing there? And he refuses to do miracles. Have you ever noticed how sometimes in the Gospels, Jesus does miracles and says, go tell everybody what it is. Other times he says, don't tell anybody. There's your answer right there. Because there was a season in Jesus' ministry when he was trying to avoid crowds. He was trying to get alone with his disciples because he had to prepare them for his coming death. But the point is, in the interest of that, he took them to a place called Caesarea Philippi. Remember this in Matthew chapter 16? And he got his disciples alone and he said, whom do men say that I am? And so on. And then he said, whom do you say that I am? And what did Peter say in speaking for the disciples? Whom do you say that I am? What? Thou art the Christ. That's Messiah, Christos, Mashiach. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what Jesus claimed. Now my point is, at this point, I'll come back to it. I think Peter must have choked those words out of his throat. Honest to goodness. I think Peter must have stood there and said to himself, here I am, a Jew, I know. I worship a God who is first of all holy, and holy means separate or transcendent, and he is not part of this creation. He is not a man, but here is this one standing before me who claims to be God come in the flesh, and I have traveled with him, I have listened to him, I have taken his claims and measured them against the Old Testament. I have seen him do his miracles, I have done miracles in his name, and I have to bow the knee to this unspeakably difficult claim. And so I think Peter stands there and says, thou art the Christ. That's a little easier. I can go with that. But thou art the Son of the living God. You're one with God. So my point is, for 2.5 years, Jesus, everywhere he goes, he makes those two claims. They become formulaic, as I say, when Jesus says, whom do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. When Jesus appears to raise Lazarus from the dead, we'll talk about it in just a minute, and he says to Martha, do you believe? She says, very spontaneously, in a sort of an emotionally supercharged situation, she says, Master, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Remember that? John wrote a gospel in which he said, these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
For more from Dr. Doug Bookman, Professor of New Testament Studies, please visit Shepherd's Theological Seminary at www.shepherdsseminary.org.